Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You and I are like peas and carrots, because we're both listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. This show is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Here are the rules of engagement. You can text message Michael at the number 33103. Start the text message with the word Mike or Michael, and you can ask Michael anything. You can download this show as a podcast. If you like, you can follow Michael on X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. To check out Michael's merch, or to find out what time your local affiliate broadcasts his show, go to where little Jenna says,
Michael says gohere.com.
What's that, Jenna?
Michael says gohere.com.
Hold on tight to your dreams. The show's about to begin. Back to you, Michael.
So, by the way, welcome to the program. I appreciate all of you tuning in and listening. Always remember you can engage with the program by simply sending me a text message. The number is 33103. That's the number you use on your messaging app. And then you start your message with the word Mike or Michael. In fact, I just read through a whole bunch of them during the break. So I really do appreciate everyone tuning in and participating. I find this endearing. I think it's sincere, too. Former President Trump was talking about his youngest son, Barron, and how he has this budding interest in politics. In a radio interview with Philadelphia's talk radio 1210 WPHT, Trump was talking about his son's enthusiasm for politics and his academic acumen, and revealed that the first son advises him on politics. He said he's one smart guy. He's a great guy. He's going to graduate from school next week. In fact, Judge Merchan, the absolute, I think, corrupt judge in the New York City trial, in the stupid trial that so far nobody's proven a crime, they're going to dismiss the case. Let me rephrase that. That's lawyer talk. They're going to adjourn the case for that Friday so that Trump can go down to Florida to attend Barron's graduation. And then Trump said that Barron occasionally offers political advice. I don't know why, I just love this. Trump says it's sort of funny. He tells me sometimes, Dad, this is what you have to do. You know, I absolutely believe that. Because my guess is he's picked that up from his mother, Melania. Barron recently turned 18, graduates from high school on May 17. And apparently, the Florida Republican Party had elected Barron Trump as an alternate delegate to the Republican National Convention. So the news broke this past week that Barron Trump was going to be an alternate delegate to the RNC convention, but Mom stepped in and said, no, you're not going to do that. I fully believe that, too. You know, Melania Trump has been incredibly discreet about when she does and she does not appear with former President Trump. When he announced that he was running for re-election again, she appeared then, but since then has been kind of out of sight. And I don't blame her. Why would you subject yourself at this point to any media intrigue or any media cross-examination about what do you think about what's being said in your husband's trial? I don't know anything about their relationship, but I think whether it's, I don't think it's a marriage of convenience. I think there's real affection between the two of them, and I think that affection is bound by that son, Barron. I think Donald Trump at his age, what is he, 71, 72? I forget what he is. He probably looks at Barron and he sees that progeny. He sees that son as once again, as part of his legacy. Now, that's not to diminish his other children. I just think that, you know, for example, at my age, my gosh, if I had a kid, I wouldn't know what to do. I have zero desire to have another child. I've raised my two children. They're successful. They have their own children. And now I love being a grandfather. And I don't want to be a dad again. It's too much fun being a grandfather. So it was reported, as I said, that he would be serving as a delegate from Florida, as will other people. Donald Trump Jr., I think, Eric Tiffany Trump, I think they're also going to serve as delegates to the Republican Party convention, which is in mid-July. But Barron Trump's been the target of repeated media attacks. Last week it was revealed that the left-wing Daily Beast website fabricated a story, entirely fabricated a story, about Barron Trump after they failed to confirm rumors alleged by the site's new chief content officer, Joanna Coles. Unbelievable to me. Trump was asked about Barron.
He's seen it. He doesn't have to hear. He's a smart one. Okay. He doesn't have to hear much. But he's a great guy. He's a little on the tall side, I will tell you. He's a tall one. But he's a good-looking guy, and he's really been a great student. And he does like politics. It's sort of funny. He'll tell me sometimes, Dad, this is what you have to do. So anyway, he's a good guy. He's a senior now in high school, and he'll be going to college. And, you know, a lot of these choices of colleges are changing because you see what's going on in the last month. Biden has totally lost control of the country. And just to finish up, he is the worst president. When you take a look at what happens, he is the worst president in the history of our country.
You know, Trump's really brilliant at that. He's a master at the soundbite. Two things right there in that short soundbite. How much he loves his son, how smart he is, and how he personalizes it by talking about how his son oftentimes tells me, Dad, you ought to be doing this or doing that. And you know what? I bet, of all people, I bet Donald Trump actually listens to him. I bet that he does. Because when your 18-year-old son comes to you and says, Dad, I've been watching the news, and I think you need to be doing this, you need to be doing that, you know that comes from the heart. It doesn't make any difference how politically savvy Barron Trump might be. What's really important is the fact that Here is a kid who actually loves his father and is looking at what's going on. So the Daily Beast published this story about whether or not Barron Trump was going to attend NYU. It was all based on rumors. They didn't go out and they didn't check any of it. And it's just another example of really how difficult it is to be a child of a politician. I think about all the times that my family, both good and bad, had to deal with my time in D.C. Now, of course, they enjoyed the perks. Don't get me wrong. Oh, they enjoyed being able to, you know, hey, Dad, can we, I got a friend coming. Can we come to D.C.? Will you give us a tour of the White House? Sure. Hey, Dad, could you get us a box of M&Ms off Marine One? Sure. Happy to do that. Hey, Dad, can you do this? Hey, Dad, can we get a picture with the president too? Okay, yeah, I'll see if I can arrange that. But then they also have to deal with, gee, Dad, did you hear what NBC News said about you today? Gee, Dad, did you read this article in the Washington Post about you? Yeah, I did. I'm sorry. You know, there was a point where it was after I'd left government. I had left the administration, but we had not moved back to Colorado yet. And we were having dinner on a sidewalk cafe, and my son and daughter-in-law were with us. And a couple stopped by. They saw us sitting there, and a couple stopped. And I immediately dreaded, like, oh, my God, are they going to be nasty or mean to us? And fortunately, they were very nice to us. And they were talking about, you know, how awful it was I'd been treated. And I said, well, thank you. And I looked at my son and daughter-in-law, and I said, sorry you have to deal with all of this. And they said the most wonderful thing. Dad, we love you regardless. And we understand what it's like. Don't worry about it. He said, Weekend with Michael Brown. Always remember, text the word Mike or Michael to 33103.
Judge Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night and Extreme Bulls and Barrels on May 15th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government to making health care available to so many. To our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com. For more information.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Reading Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night and Extreme Bulls and Barrels on May 15th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government to making health care available to so many. To our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
With Michael Brown. Really do appreciate you tuning in. And always remember, there are all these ways that you can participate. The rules of engagement. You can always email me, michaelbrown@iheartmedia.com. You can always send me a text message. The number's 33103. Just start the message with Mike or Michael. Remember, I read them all the time, every single one. I don't necessarily respond to all of them. There's just too many of them. But I do read every single one of them. Always remember, go subscribe to the podcast. The podcast you're looking for when you open up your podcast app, you're looking for The Situation with Michael Brown. Mark that down right now. The Situation with Michael Brown. You hit subscribe, and then you get the entire weekday program plus the weekend program. So if you're currently on some sort of sleep medication because you can't sleep very well, just tune that in when you're trying to go to sleep, and I'll put you to sleep in 15 seconds. Let's talk about some wackos for a minute. You know how much I love fossil fuels. I mean, I grew up in oil and gas company. I grew up in oil and gas country. I actually did represent some oil and gas companies. And I think fossil fuels have fueled the absolute wonderful lifestyle that we live in today. But there are a bunch of pinkos called the anti-oil groups. Just Stop Oil is the name of their organization. Just Stop Oil. I'm always fascinated by people that want to stop oil, that want to get rid of fossil fuels. And they're always parading around, you know, with a placard that has spray paint on it, you know, Stop Oil. Did you ever stop to think about where that spray paint came from? Fossil fuels. And they probably have on a nice, REI or North Face, you know, windbreaker or something. Or these little yahoos that are protesting on the campus. In their tents, you know, from the North Face or REI. And of course, then they got really nice sneakers. Sneakers were probably made by slave labor by the Uyghurs in China and then shipped over here via FedEx on a 747 or, you know, some sort of cargo plane that's, you know, burning up Jet A. They're just stupid. They're just stupid. Well, here's the latest stupidity. Two of these environmental activists from Just Stop Oil, were arrested following an alleged vandalism to the Magna Carta on display at the British Library. So the foundational document on which the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution is written, in which, you know, kind of defuse, for lack of a better term, the British feudal system, and said, wait a minute, what about individual liberty, individual freedom? So they take a hammer and a chisel, and they start trying to strike the glass that surrounds the groundbreaking charter which, remember, is renowned for outlining foundational principles of individual liberty and the rule of law. Now, they didn't cause much damage because of the protective case that it's in, but then they held up a placard proclaiming that the government is breaking the law. And then what did they do? And again, I find this freaking hilarious. They glued themselves to the exhibit using adhesive. So the Stop Oil Group uses an adhesive produced by fossil fuels to glue themselves to the Magna Carta display. Now, I've left out a couple of facts about these two yahoos because I find this hilarious too. One is the Reverend Sue Parfit, and the other is a biology teacher, Judy Bruce. The Reverend, she's 82 years old. The biology teacher, she's retired, and she's 85 years old. So these two old farts are claiming that somehow the British government is breaking the law. Now, there's a lot I disagree with about the British government, but it doesn't have anything to do with the Magna Carta necessarily. So despite all their destructive actions, the document remains unscathed, and officials referred to the harm as minimal. But here's the glorious part about this story. Reverend Parfit rationalized the act of vandalism, stating that, quote, "The Magna Carta is rightly revered, being of great importance to our history, to our freedoms, and to our laws. But there will be no freedom, no lawfulness, no rights if we allow climate breakdown to become the catastrophe that is now threatened. We must get things in proportion. The abundance of life on Earth, the climate stability that allows civilization to continue, is what must be revered and protected above all else, even above our most precious artifacts." Oh, they're so convincing, aren't they? You know, here in Colorado, there's a little town called Nederland. I was telling my local audience about this yesterday. There's a little town called Nederland. It's west of Boulder, which is, you know, the famous home of the University of Colorado, and it's, you know, often described as X number of miles of insanity surrounded by reality. Well, the town of Nederland, which is most famous for at one time keeping a frozen cadaver, the frozen guy, that they had even had a celebration about it, the frozen dead guy. Well, they voted, I think 5 years ago, didn't last quite 5 years, that they wanted to grant the rights of nature to a creek called Boulder Creek, which goes from Nederland down to Boulder. But then they rescinded the rights of nature because they wanted to build a dam. Now, there's already one dam on Boulder Creek. Now they want to build another. Oh, my gosh. Rights of nature and climate change. What a bunch of bullcrap.
Now, the weekend with Michael Brown continues.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
All right, you goobers, listen up. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. I appreciate you tuning in. Man, I got to tell you, I use the word dumbassery a lot. Because there's a lot of dumbassery in the world, and dumbassery is just dumbassery. I think that I like the word. Maybe you're offended by it. Call somebody that cares. Ostensibly, separate items on the liberal agenda are actually kind of fungible. Did you realize? You know, fungible, like money's fungible. I always get a kick out of people. Like, my mom does this. I'm going to tell a story on my mom. Hope she's not listening. But my mom keeps, you know, she still writes checks, which I find fascinating. And she keeps a check register. You know, the old check registers, like, you know, you wrote a check, so now you write the date down and you write the payee down and the amount, and then here's your running balance, and you subtract that check, and that's your new balance. Well, she does all of that, except that new balance is not really her actual balance. Let's just say she keeps a significant amount of money in her checking account, which I've tried to convince her not to do. I said, Mom, let's put this somewhere where you're earning some money. But she keeps, let's just say $1,000. Okay, let's just say $1,000. So her balance that she shows on her checking account, on her register, in her checkbook, might be, let's say, $967. But her real balance is $1,967 because she keeps that out of mind. And I keep trying to explain to her, well, Mom, that money is there, so why don't you just keep track of it? Because you know it's there. Who are you hiding it from? Yourself? And money that, for example, if I've got $1,000 in my checking account and I have $1,000 in cash, and I decide that, I don't want to lose the cash, so I'll just write a check for $1,000. Well, whether I wrote a check for $1,000 or I used $1,000 in cash, I'm still out $1,000. It's fungible. So a lot of things on the liberal agenda are actually fungible. It's kind of all the same. Now, for those that attack civilization, kind of like those two old ladies I told you about in the last segment that attacked the Magna Carta, for those that attack civilization out of some sort of depraved malice, it really doesn't matter whether they do it in the name of the global warming hoax, the climate change hoax, or they do it on behalf of Hamas terrorists. Yes. So, you know, global warming, climate change, that's going to kill us all, is kind of the same as the Hamas terrorists who rape and kill and murder Jews and who actually call for the extermination of the Jews. It's kind of all the same thing. You didn't understand that, did you? Well, I'm here to explain it to you. Consider, for example, little old Greta Thunberg. Remember her? Greta Thunberg? She appeared, you know, all over. Where did she come from? Sweden, Norway? I forget. Who cares? She came from Sweden, Norway, someplace. And she traveled the world, talked to the United Nations, talked to everybody, told everybody how, you know, it's horrible that us adults are just destroying the planet for those teenagers. I don't think she's a teenager anymore. She's a grown-ass adult now, I think. Who would be surprised that in the aftermath of the October 7 terror atrocities in Israel, that she put on a keffiyeh? Now, a keffiyeh is the checkered scarf, for lack of a better term, that the Palestinians and the Hamas terrorists like to wear. Greta Thunberg has joined the pro-Palestinian, the pro-Hamas terrorists in Malmo, Sweden, so in Malmo, against Israel competing in the Eurovision Song Contest. That, you really ought to go look up Malmo. It's really turned into an Islamic colony, and it actually is a no-go zone in many places where Swedish police actually fear to tread. Oh, here it is. She's now 21 years old. She was at the Stop Israel demonstration between Stortinget and Mellaplatsen in the center of the Swedish city ahead of a performance by singer Edie Golan, who is representing Israel in the second semifinal Thursday night. Members of the Islamic Dumbass Alliance have booed and barked free Palestine, in other words, eradicate the Jews from their ancient homeland, during Golan's rehearsals, and then demanded that she be prevented from competing on the grounds that she is Israeli. Wow. You talk about 1930s revisiting in the entire country now. So you go from climate's going to destroy the earth to Jews are going to destroy the earth. And, of course, Thunberg was wearing a keffiyeh. Always faster. Keffiyeh. Because she was wanting to show support for the Palestinians and Hamas. You know, the keffiyeh actually kind of suits that evil munchkin. Because maybe raping, mutilating, murdering Jewish women and children will sometime pass out of fashion, and then Greta Thunberg can go back to demanding that we somehow induce mass starvation to propitiate her weather gods. But then again, why should she have to choose one manifestation of dumbassery over another manifestation of dumbassery? After all, as I said earlier, they're fungible. Just you can exchange one for the other, and you end up with the same thing. You exchange one pile of poop for another pile of poop, and you get the same pile of poop. It's all just a big pile of poop. These people drive me nuts. Absolutely drive me nuts. There's no understanding whatsoever about the word Palestine. There's no understanding of the history of the word Palestine, or for that matter, the etymology of the word Palestine. And the so-called Palestinians who elected Hamas, who agreed to be governed by Hamas for decades? Yeah, well, you know what? This is what happens when you're governed by a terrorist organization. Now, it appears barely more than half of these dumbasses that are agitating in favor of Hamas on college campuses are spoiled students with nothing better to do while they just try to avoid growing up into adults. I think some of them might even have jobs as professional dumbasses trained by a hostile foreign power. Think so? Some of the anti-Israeli protests that are taking place at college campuses, including at Columbia University recently, have been supported by organizations that traveled to communist Cuba to receive resistance training, according to an investigation. This investigation, with the recent Sunday report published by the New York Post last week, revealed that a radical New York City-based organization known as the People's Forum familiarized anti-Israeli activists with Black Lives Matter protest techniques just hours before they stormed Hamilton Hall on Columbia University campus, and that the group was incited by something called Manolo de los Santos. That's a radical activist organizer that has deep ties to communist Cuba. You see, the issue is never really the issue. The issue is always the revolution, and specifically the Marxist revolution. The People's Forum is known for having sympathies to the Chinese and the Cuban communist parties and describes itself as, quote, an incubator of movements for the working class and marginalized communities. And that People's Forum has been the cornerstone of anti-Israeli protests ever since October 7th. As I've said before on the other program, the People's Forum, most of these organizers, are lavishly financed by an American zillionaire by the name of Neville Roy Singham. Now, Manolo de los Santos arrived in the South Bronx from the Dominican Republic at age 5. He studied in Cuba at the Matanzas Evangelical Seminary in the area of Marxist-driven liberation theology, an idea that former Romanian intelligence officer Ian Mahlin says was created by the KGB to enroll Latin leaders in the Soviet Union's espionage operation. Now, the Soviet Union, the old USSR, it's gone now. but its insidious attacks against the United States remains in motion, in part thanks to the rabidly anti-American ally in Cuba. Because we know that for decades, the Cuban regime has been training radical groups in this country in the, under the auspices of solidarity movements. The Weather Underground's perfect example. The militant anti-war organization back in the late 1960s, yes, trained in Cuba, trained in the Marxist Revolution. Think about that. It's not about the issue, it's about the cause, and the cause is the revolution. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103.
I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage Nasal Care, and I love Navage. I've told you about how your nose is the body's air filter, that Navage's powered suction will help flush out allergens, viruses, mucus, and germs, and that Navage will help you breathe better. But what do other people say about Navage? Like Haley, quote, Navage is the best thing I bought. I love it. My nose feels so clear now and I can breathe. I've been struggling with a stuffy nose for weeks. I bought Navage and it's amazing. Or this one. I use Navage every night, could not imagine life without it. I have 5 cats, and before I found Navage, I was a clogged mess. Now I breathe so much better. Unquote. Those are two of over 100,000 online reviews praising Navage, the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million people to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navage is available at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns. Bucking by the river, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Reading Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Celebrate the extraordinary women in your life and join Wind River Resort and Casino for a delicious Mother's Day brunch. Sunday, May 12th, seatings are available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy a savory prime rib dinner with a wide variety of sides and desserts for only $45 plus fees per person. Every mom deserves a day as special as she is. All ages welcome, reservations required. For reservations or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
We'll be right back.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. As I always do every weekend, when we get to the end of the program, I always make it a point to tell you how much I appreciate all of you listening. I appreciate you subscribing to the podcast. You know how to do that. And I would appreciate it if you like the program, if you enjoy what we do here, tell your friends and neighbors. Or tell somebody that, you know, it might piss them off if they listen to the program. Tell them too. But spread the word. And to all the affiliates out there, I appreciate all the affiliates that carry the program, some of which double up and carry the program. Like here in my home base of Denver, they carry it on right here on Freedom 93.7 Real News, Real Talk. And then my home studio, 630 KHAL, carries the program too. So we get to double up here in Denver. And so your affiliate may carry it at different times also, and you let your affiliates know how much you like the program, how much you appreciate it. And let's talk about the Second Amendment for a second. You know, I can cite it without even looking at it. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, apparently the text is different now that Jerry Nadler, a congressman from New York, you know, let me say this about Jerry Nadler. This is the problem with Washington. Jerry Nadler, when I was in D.C., I left Washington, D.C., and we moved back to Colorado in late 2005, like during over the holidays between 2005 and 2006. So let's just say 2006. That's 18 years ago. Jerry Nadler had already been a congressman for New York for probably 10 or 15 years before that, and he's still there. I had to deal with Jerry Nadler a lot post 9/11. Well, Jerry Nadler, he's a prominent Democrat in New York politics. He's now amended the Second Amendment. He was speaking in opposition to a piece of legislation, House Resolution 354. That bill would reform the Law Enforcement Officer Safety Act that recognizes the right of law enforcement officers to carry a concealed weapon in certain federal facilities. And if you are a law enforcement officer, to conceal carry across state lines, whether you are off duty or retired. Now, he said he was quoting the Second Amendment. Actually, he misquoted it by leaving out the crucial words of the people. Now, I don't think anybody expects Democrats to be enthused about our right to defend ourselves. However, if you're a member of Congress who has taken an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States, even including those parts you might disagree with, Jerry Nadler's omission just demonstrates something more like contempt than principled opposition. So here he is. The ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, who, if Democrats take control of Congress, will once again be the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee.
I do want to comment on what Mr. Massey just said. The Second Amendment reads, quote, a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state, comma, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. It is clearly a right.
Did you catch that? Now, you may think it's a distinction without a difference. I think it's incredibly important.
State, comma, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. It is clearly a right. The founding fathers, the framers, were opposed to standing armies. They thought that those were instruments of tyranny and that militia is what should be had. And the Second Amendment was a guarantee, was framed as a guarantee that you could have a militia.
No. He doesn't understand the historical context. He's not read the Federalist Papers. He's not read Supreme Court decisions. That's why he didn't want to say the right of the people. Remember, it says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The people were a militia, and the people had the right to keep and bear arms. We're still a militia. Oh, that carries a bad connotation, doesn't it? I have a right to keep and bear arms. Now, like every right, there are obviously responsibilities and there are limitations, but the limitations are pretty narrow. If I'm bat crap crazy, if I'm certified as bat crap crazy, then I shouldn't be allowed to carry or own a gun. If I'm a convicted felon, particularly a violent felon, I shouldn't have the right to keep and bear arms. Otherwise, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. He totally misconstrues it.
I do want to comment on what Mr. Massey just said. The Second Amendment reads, quote, a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state, comma, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. It is clearly a right. The founding fathers, the framers, were opposed to standing armies. They thought that those were instruments of tyranny and that militia is what should be had. And the Second Amendment was a guarantee, was framed as a guarantee that you could have a militia, a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of the free state.
Man. You know, I can't recite verbatim all 10 amendments, but I can the Second Amendment because it's that important. And when you have a congressman who has taken an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, and he purposely misstates it so that he can make a different point than what it actually means, that's just wrong. Real quickly, I saw this story, and I just found it bizarre, kind of depraved, particularly considering that Mother's Day is coming up. Welcome to the world of wokeness. The story is a guy, decided that he wanted to have a baby. So he hired a surrogate. So he grows his hair out. And when the mother gives birth, they take the baby and put it in his arms so that the baby can bond with him. Oh, did I tell you he's a trans woman? Yeah. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.